One of the stalwarts of Lisard ever since back, going right back to day one, has been Patti Smith, and she's one of this year's headliners as well. She played an acoustic set last night, yesterday evening, which was just magic. And she just recently finished, a little while ago, finished on the main stage. Yesterday, Fíochna caught up with her longtime collaborator, Lenny Kaye.
I'm delighted to have with me in the studio here a man I haven't seen in many years, Lenny Kaye. You're very welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here broadcasting to all of Ireland. It's very exciting.
Well, welcome back to Lisard, and this is indeed a return visit
totally.
For you, isn't it? You've spent some good times here before.
Yes, I believe we were here in 1997, and it was really, you know, quite an experience. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been in this part of Ireland. And aside from the fact that it's like phenomenally beautiful and lush and all the things that I like in the outdoors, this Lisard estate is just one of the great nature preserves. And wandering around it is just like having the most exquisite park. I just love it. Really beautiful, beautiful. And it was a privilege to play then and a privilege to be part of this festival. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, very unique. We put our feet in a saltwater lake near here yesterday, which was exquisite. The beaches are so close. What a lovely part of the world.
Well, take us back, Lenny. I'd like to go back to February 1971 and to St. Mark's Church and to that, I suppose, a pivotal moment in in your life.
Yes, pretty pivotal. Patti and I just celebrated 40 years of playing together, which is really amazing. Never did I suspect when we did that poetry reading at St. Mark's, some mad poet and a kind of garage rhythmic scrubber in back of her, that that it would be still celebrated and remembered 40 years ago, and that it just keeps getting more outre and more gratifying and more, you know, just more and more and more. She's one of the great artists that I've ever had the privilege of not only seeing but feeling her creative spirit, and it's a great unexpected longevity.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure she must feel that you are in some ways the wind beneath her wings on many occasions, you know.
She considers me her knight. You know, and I'm proud to serve at her round table. You know, she is just an incredibly inspirational artist on all levels, politically and ethically and artistically. And she keeps my sense of value and idealism intact. And that's a really rare thing in the music business, that you can keep that going for these many years. But Patti is very real, and you know, we're in it for the right reasons, which is to get lost in the forests of Lisard occasionally. And it's been a great journey, not only to watch her grow and go through all her evolutions, but for me to partake of them and go through my own evolutions. It's been a charmed life, as our road manager Andrew Burns tells us, and I'm happy to be there for her.
That's an amazing thing. Tell me a little, I want to talk to you a little bit about New York, you know, and the time that, the time that Patti described it so wonderfully in her book, Just Kids, which I had the pleasure of reading and talking about before Christmas of last year. And New York, kind of, you really get the sense of the possibilities that the city offered at that time. And it was something that I also felt myself the first time I ever went to New York in the late 80s. You know, there was always somewhere you could find cheap rent. There was always somewhere there was music going on. There was, you know, words being put together in different ways than ever before, and so on. Do you feel it still has that kind of edge now?
It's New York. It always has that. You just have to find where it is. And usually it's on some kind of fringe, you know, be it geographically or you know, spiritually, or I mean, New York is the great melting pot of you know, all the things come into through there and out into the rest of America, and it's always happening. I don't feel that the 70s were more special than the 60s or the 50s or the 80s, 90s, aughts. In some ways, lightning struck a little Bowery bar in the middle 70s, which is incredibly amazing to me, you know. But sometimes when these happen, you don't really realize it except in hindsight, because there it's just your local and you're going to see your friends play, and sometimes the chances of success for more than one or two of them is really remote. And the fact that a scene developed and it spoke to the rest of the world is a great, great thing. I mean, I think of it as, you know, in the same way Liverpool of 63 or San Francisco of 67. You know, you can count your moments. Seattle in the 90s.
Yeah.
Manchester in the 90s. Yeah. The music and the people and the social sense of what the culture needs happens. And so then it's remembered as a golden time. But at the other time, you're just, you know, going down to the, you know, the local and having a beer and seeing your friends,
yeah,
basically.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if your friends are musicians and they're doing creative things, you love to be there and root them on and celebrate them and as they do for you.
Yeah.
And hopefully some of it, you know, sticks to the wall.
You're going to sing a song for us. I'd love to hear the story behind it. It's connected in some way to this place, or was written here, perhaps.
It was written here and connected with this place. You know, when I was here, you know, just really not knowing anything, I made the acquaintance of a young girl, and she was very sweet, and, you know, we enjoyed each other's company without expecting anything from it, and it was such a beautiful moment in time. Sometimes that's what you write a song for, is to kind of capture a moment, you know, capture an emotion that you feel that sometimes doesn't fall into the happy, sad, this happened, that happened, you know, and to write it from the heart, but also to see yourself and the situation in it, because there's a certain perfection. It's like when a song becomes a short story. And, you know, some songs you write because you get a catchy tagline, you know, and you're, oh, yeah, right, I'll write a song about, you know, I don't know. But, you know, this one, I just really came out. I wrote it all here, and I brought it back into my solo set, which I occasionally play in various New York dives, and will eventually put on an album that I'll finish sometime in the next 10 years, after working on it for 10 years, or not, as the case may be. But it's become, it instantly communicates to people, which to me is an amazing thing. It's called Poppy. you're my Irish stew. And Poppy, I could care for you. Oh, Poppy, what will we do?
Beautiful, Lenny. That's a lovely song.
It's got the feel of Ireland in it, too.
It does.
It's magical when a song comes to you. You know, I don't write that many of them. I'm not like a pop songwriter in many ways. You know, I just don't sit there and if I write a song a week, somebody will cover it.
You don't get up and start writing at 9 o'clock and knock off at 5.
It would be good. You know, you get a lot of work done. And as an actual writer, you know, I do often, like, get up at 9 o'clock and at least work until 1.
So where's the journey taking you next?
Well, we're going to do this short little tour, and then we're going to go home for a bit and do a free concert in New York in Battery Park in this place called Castle Clinton, which has been there for over 100 years. So for the historical minded in us, you know, it was once a theater named Castle Gardens where Jenny Lind and, you know, just amazing people played. And then we're going to go into the studio and attempt to, finish the record that we began shortly before Patty's Just Kids came out, and she got very busy. She became very literary. But we have more than half of it done, and a lot of it conceptualized, and it's going to be a really great record. We haven't made an original record now in several years, and so there's a vast backlog of songs and concepts, and it's going to be a really wonderful record.
Well, I wish you every luck and much joy on the road into the studio and on the road
back home.
And on the road around the Lisard, on the little, you know, pathways around the woods of the Lisard estate.
It's so incredible. Now that I've actually located the Sky Garden, perhaps I'll try the Lake House next. But it's really good. Actually, I plan on spending a lot of time down at the Vibration stage.
Yeah.
I went there and visited last night, and in true hippie parlance, I had my mind blown. Those people building with branches, and I had a long discussion with John, who seems to be overseeing the project there, about what he feels is the tuning center, which is not 440A, but he thinks 432, because the sounds vibrate more with your own molecular frequencies.
Wow.
And I have to say, it was a concept that I, you know, could quite relate to, and I'm going to try seeing what that lower...
You're going to teach your guitarist like it.
Yeah, to 432 and see if it vibrates me a little better.
Great.
He was very convincing, and it seems like a stage where just about anything can happen, so maybe I'll go there tomorrow and,
you might
play where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be on the radio. Thank you so much, and really have a great festival.
Thank you.
So we would like to sing this song. Was written for the Hopi Indian tribe, and who in time of trouble believed if they gathered together that they could call upon their ancestors to help them. We can always call upon our ancestors, and I know that many of your ancestors lived in this area through one of the greatest famines in history, and in the history of Ireland. And so we do this little song and remember them.
The children who falls from the sky.
I hope you had a nice little afternoon with us, or an evening, and I hope you enjoy the festival, our festival, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow.
great stuff. Patti Smith there from yesterday's performance on the DeBarra's sitting room stage. Originally planned, actually, as a spoken word show, but as you could hear there, she brought the band along and it went down extremely well.
Oh, Patti Smith, very good, excellent. Never heard before, but... And by
yeah, it was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Wonderful.
Yes, that was great. Her voice was fantastic. Really good.
Oh, it was great. Patti's amazing.
I wasn't really familiar with her material, but blown away with it. She's great. And the reaction of the crowd, they are all just really appreciative.
Well, it was great. I really enjoyed it, and she was unbelievable. It's, you know, you want to keep watching her, and I'm looking forward, actually, to see her tomorrow. She did absolutely great, and really enjoyed it.
Wonderful.
Patti Smith, she's brilliant. She's a star, you know, going since the 60s. Fantastic.
Because of Patti Smith, we formed a punk band.
Yes.
Our names
civilians.
Are the Civilians. We're from West Cork, Skibbereen, in fact.
Yes. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, I love Patti Smith. She was pretty cool.
Brilliant! Absolutely
amazing. Yeah. I mean, I love the way she just built things up. I can't believe that I'm here and seeing her. And this place is beautiful, you know, and she just, you know, endorsed it. She brought it all to life.